What if cold meat and milk touch one another? Do the cold meat and milk make one another usher by virtue of touching? If they do, why? And if they don't, why not? And what are the details? This is the topic of Shulchan Aruch Yeridea, Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, Tzimin Tzadi Aleph, Se'if Aleph. The discussion begins in Gemara Nechulin on the Afkuv Zayin Amid Beis, which reads as follows. The Mishnah says, Tzir Adam Basar Gvina B'Pachas Achas. A person may wrap meat and milk in one handkerchief, so long as they do not touch one another. The Gemara says, what difference does it make if the meat and milk touch one another? Isn't this a case where cold is touching cold, and if cold is touching cold, there can be no absorption? Amar Abaye, so Abaye reflected on this. Granted that one would not need to remove the outer layer of either piece of meat, but one would in fact need to wash the pieces of meat off. Shulchan Aruch writes, Basar ugvina shenagu ze baze. If meat and cheese touch one another, mutarim, they're permissible. Ela, shetzorich ladiach makim negiyasim. Just that a person needs to wash off the place they touched. Umotr latzor eisim et pachas achas, v'lei cheshinon shem yugu ze baze. And one would be permitted to wrap them up in one handkerchief, and there's no concern that the two might touch one another. The Bach says that this requirement that one needs to wash off the meat and milk only applies when one of them is wet. However, if both of them are dry, meaning if they are not moist, if the meat and cheese are not moist, then bidyeved, meaning retrospectively, post facto, if you wash them, or if you ate them rather, without washing them, that would be okay. Washing would not be a critical requirement, and that's also the opinion of the Shach and Sifkat and Aleph. The Prima Gadim and the Chabz Das, however, are stringent, and they say that if either the meat or the cheese were spicy, then even if the cheese or meat are dry, they're considered as if they are wet, as if they are moist, and they would need hadacha, they would need rinsing, and that is also the position of the Kaf HaChaim, a significant Sfaradi Pesach. Chochmas Adam writes that even though it's the case that later on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Sadihei Zivav, it says that one may not put meat next to cheese, that's only true if there's no barrier between them. So, I mean, if you're putting them right next to one another, that would be problematic. However, in the Gemara's case, where it says, Tsoyer Adam, a person who wraps the meat and cheese, it's not that you're putting the meat and cheese directly on top of one another, but rather that there was some intervening separation between them. A significant factor in Siman Sadi Aleph is the distinction between Kochush and Shomin. Kochush means thin or lean, and Shomin means fatty. So the Achrayim talk about how the meat or cheese's fattiness or leanness might impact whether or not the meat or cheese need to be washed. Chavz Das in Chedushim, Ois Beis, and Biurim Ois Aleph, both cited in the Pesach Tshuva, writes that when Shulchan Aruch says that you need to wash off the meat or cheese, it would be sufficient to just wash them off to rinse them. And that's also the opinion of the Zivchei Tzedek and the Kaf HaChaim. However, the Rivash in Simcha Vav says that when Shulchan Aruch says hadacha, you need to wash it off, it doesn't really mean rinsing, but it means that one needs to vigorously scrub with their hands, and that's also the opinion of the Badi HaShulchan, in Simcha Dalid, and the Prima Gadim adds that Shifshuf Kal, that a light scrubbing is insufficient, but one needs Shifshuf Gadol, one needs very intense scrubbing. So we mentioned this idea that whether the meat or cheese are fatty or thin is going to be significant. So the Chavz Das says that even if the meat or cheese were fatty, it would be sufficient to only wash off the meat or cheese, and you wouldn't need anything more vigorous, unless there was some taste transfer via duchka de sakina, a concept which is discussed more primarily in Siman Tzadi Vav. Meaning, if you'd stuck a fork into the meat or cheese, then you need something more, but if they were just touching one another, then shtifa, rinsing, would be sufficient. That's also the opinion of the Beis Ephraim and the Kaf HaChaim. However, Ad Baz holds that even without Duch and Sakina, if the forbidden food, or in this case, if the meat or cheese are fatty, then even if you'll wash it off, there's a concern that the forbidden stuff will remain on because fat, in the Ad Baz's opinion, sticks. So therefore, you need to wash it off more strictly. You need to scrub off whatever residue there was there. Primagadim, Chamasad, Narzach, Shulchan all also say that in the case of Shuman, in the case of fatty meat or cheese, you would need to vigorously scrub the meat or cheese until you are certain that any residue of one or the other has been completely removed. Beis Ephraim, citing the Rashba, says that if you have fat which had dissolved in water, then that's particularly sticky, and this fat would need to be scrubbed off very vigorously. That's also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Pesachei Tshuva notes that if you had cheese that got into something soft like cucumbers, then it wouldn't be sufficient to only wash off the cucumbers, but you'd also need greida. You would also need to scrape off the cucumbers, and that's discussed more in Simin Sadi Vav Sefei. Now, what happens if you did not wash off your meat and cheese, and then you cooked the meat and cheese? What happens then? Meaning you had cheese sitting with meat, and now the meat has cheese residue on it because they were touching one another. Would the meat be usher if you went ahead and cooked the meat? So the Taz of Katan Aleph says that b'dieved, if you didn't rinse the meat, or if for whatever reason it's impossible to rinse the meat and you went ahead and cooked the meat, it would be permissible to eat this meat. And that's also the opinion of the Chavos Das and the Chacham Sadam. Chavos Das explains that, number one, the Isser is batel b'muta. Number one is that there's not so much Isser. So presumably there's going to be 60 times the volume of whatever had stuck onto the meat or whatever was on the meat. And the Chavos Das says it also could be that this idea of Hadacha is not really required me Ikra Adin, but it's only a Chumrah.